All right, Chevra, Gadol story of the day. Missed last week, so we'll throw two in there. First of all, Likrat Purim. So what did Rosh Shlomo Karlbach's Purim look like? So this is a first-hand account that I heard from someone. So right before Purim, he did a concert. They took all of the money from the concert that he had made, and he went to Ben Yehuda Street. Back in those days, Ben Yehuda Street had a wine place and a bakery. Right near where the bank is now. So he went into the stores and he promptly bought out the entire wine store and the entire bakery. He then rented a truck and he got a list somehow from his friend of the poorest people in Mea Shearim, and he went house to house giving every single person a bottle of wine and a big cake and cookies and gewalt. He slept some money under, also gave him each like $100, something crazy like that. And this is what he did. This is his Purim. They say Chayiv Nishta V'Sumei B'Puraya, and everyone knows it's not off the alcohol, but it's off of Purim itself, off of the Chesed, off of the love. So that was Rav Shlomo's Purim. He went house to house and made a sharim, giving every single person. Then there was some extra time, so he went to the hospital and he visited the entire hospital wing, and then he. Some nigunim actually came down on that Purim. I think this is in the 70s. Anyway, so we should be blessed to a Purim. Like a tzaddik full of chesed and giving and love. So that was Gadol story number one. Gadol story number two is about the Rav Shlomo's Rebbe, who's the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And I heard this story over Shabbos. It's a really, really beautiful one. So there's a man, let's call him Yisrael, because I forgot his name. And he had a wife, Bubby Ella. And Bubby Ella was a Holocaust survivor, and she did not do very well with her Holocaust memories. So Yisrael, her husband, who's also a Holocaust survivor, was always taking care of her and being a true mensch. But unfortunately, one time, she had a terrible dream. She had a mental breakdown, and she collapsed. And she was in they took her to the hospital, and they didn't know if she was going to make it. And so this Yisrael was in a terrible place. She was so broken. So what does a Jew do? He davened mincha at the local shul, and he was davening a mincha like it was Mamash Yom Kippur. He was crying before Hashem. And after his Shemona Esrei, some guy is standing behind him. He says, "I see that you're crying. What's wrong?" He says, "Well, I'll tell you the story." And tells him the story. He says, "I have a piece of advice for you. You don't know me, but trust me. Go to Crown Heights." This story happened in Brooklyn. There's a guy in there named the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Now, at this time, this story, the Lubavitcher Rebbe wasn't so famous. So you can still get a yechidus with him relatively easily. So Yisrael says, "Okay, why not? I'll try it." And he takes a bus over to Crown Heights, and he goes to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he knocks on his door, and he tells him the story. The Lubavitcher Rebbe hears the story, and he takes his hand, and he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Come with me." And he comes down to his car, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's mobile, and he goes down to the Ohel, which is his father's kever, and he goes to the Ohel, and he doesn't say a Tehillim or 10 Tehillim, like maybe if we were in a really, really great mood we would do. He holds this guy, Yisrael's hand, and he, for an entire 3 hours, says the entire book of Tehillim for this guy, Yisrael. And of course, Bubby Ella got better, and the tefillahs were mitkabel, but much more impressively. Think about that. If you just met a random dude and you just daven for him for 3 hours, the entire book of Tehillim. But that's what made the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So we should be mamish blessed this Purim season to be tzaddikim, who daven for each other, who care about each other, who give to each other like Rav Shlomo. And just one halacha, maybe the most important halacha of Purim, because the Tzini halacha said so, it's the most important halacha, and it's especially relevant here at Oraita, is get yourself a chumash, a full chumash for the Megillah reading, because if you miss one word, and each word is mamish like a vitamin from heaven, says Rav Shlomo, but if you miss one word, you're not yetzeh. So what do? If you miss a word, you just read it from a full chumash, and then you are yotzeh. And sometimes it's loud with all the hummans. So all you got to do is get a full chumash. There's generally not enough chumashes around. So I'd recommend buying a mini Megillah or just, I don't know. You got to prepare hand. You can't just come to Megillah because there's never enough chumashes to go around. So prepare yourself a chumash, and that way you will for sure be yotze your Megillah reading. If anybody wants, there's cereal and milk and bagels and Torah and Megillas Esther pearls in the bath. Shkoyach.